The coming week is National Waffle Week, and Waffle House will celebrate its 57th birthday. To kick off the festivities, I took a field trip to the Waffle House on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, where hash browns were sizzling on the flat-top grill. Nick Williams is the division manager for the area. He oversees 7 stores in Missouri and 8 in Arkansas, this Dixon Street location being one of them.
This is an unusual circumstance because we're in the bottom story of a condominium on Dixon Street. We had to work with the space that we were provided. And actually, after this store was built like this, there's been numerous stores across the country built close to campuses in situations like this. And this was kind of a learning experience for everybody. But, you know, I think we did pretty good with 28 seats squeezing in this little area, along with the rest of the kitchen and everything else that we need to operate.
Traditional Waffle Houses are freestanding, small buildings, and typically seat 33 to 43 people. The layout here is a bit different. The kitchen is wider than most, and rather than walking straight into the back room, grill operators and salespeople must hook a left to enter. The seating appears to be normal, the traditional booths and sit-up bar that customers are used to. But if you look to the walls, you'll find the decor is different. The tile trim lining the ceiling has character. 2 of them, actually. An Arkansas Razorback chasing, yep, a waffle with feet. This is also the logo that location employees wear on their uniforms, reminding customers that this is a college town and the University of Arkansas is right up the street. The Waffle House Company is very involved with local communities. Location manager Roy Odema says this spot in downtown Fayetteville is a prime place to do just that.
We like to do things with the university. We'll do discounts for the students and all that. We like to make it fun for them on game days. Sometimes we'll have Saturday nights, we'll have the president of the company out here playing bag-o at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's something that's unique that a lot of other Waffle Houses don't necessarily get that opportunity, but it's a good community-wise, it fits what Waffle House stands for. You want to be involved, and we've done some other things that, some charity work as well, but not necessarily for press, just because that's what Waffle House does, so.
He mentioned game days, and yesterday was the first game of the football season in Reynolds Razorback Stadium. As one can imagine, game days are often this location's busiest time, falling second only to Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, where they see over a 30% increase in sales. On a given shift, the 29-seat restaurant will turn about 7 to 8 times. Manager Roy says that preparation is key.
We're excited about it. We try to staff up for those nights, make sure we have extra hands. Also, another thing that's important is, we have to be very, a step ahead as far as the scheduling on Dixon Street, as far as what's going on the street. If there's a concert or something like that, we want to be prepared for those nights as well.
During busy shifts, it's all hands on deck, or grill. Roy mentioned earlier that the president of the company, who lives in Little Rock, is present on game day. But he isn't there just playing bag-o. He also cooks on the line. Another unique feature of the company as a whole, managers cook too. While I was there, one of the district managers donned a yellow and black striped hat, stepping in to help with the lunch shift, as Roy was busy talking with me. Atypical to this location are the times of day they see the most customers, as Nick Williams points out.
This store is unusual because the street, there's not much activity on the street during the day, but at night, we just kind of blow up. 11 to 4, 11 to 5, we just get busy. And most of the other stores that actually have parking and have other businesses around them open in the morning, they all have a busy first shift as well in the morning.
They say that the best sellers also make this store unusual, the most ordered item being the cheeseburger. Kelly Thrasher with communications at the Waffle House headquarters in Norcross, Georgia, says that breakfast items are the most popular nationwide.
I think our actual bestseller is actually coffee, and then waffles are absolutely up there.
They estimate that they sell 144 waffles per store per day.
So when you do that on a daily basis for each location, it totals about 85 million. So that's a lot of waffles.
Those sizzling hash browns are also very popular. Waffle House was started by 2 friends and neighbors, Joe Roger and Tom Fortner, who lived in Avondale Estates. Joe worked at Tottle House, a similar type restaurant. Tom thought they needed one in Avondale, opening the first Waffle House with the assistance of Joe's experience on Labor Day 1955, which was actually September 5th, not the 3rd. A few years later, when the Tottle House owner died, Joe came to work with Tom full-time. Waffle House pays homage to the restaurant that spawned their success on their menu.
Tottle House omelet, which is the kind of the way the omelet has been made, and I believe they made this way at the Tottle House. It's pretty much, the eggs are kind of fluffed, almost in like a whip, or like an, almost like a shaker, like a milkshake kind of whip thing. So it whips the eggs like a blender. So it whips the eggs, and they're really fluffy when they pour them into the pan, and they never actually like stir them or anything, and just kind of roll them around in the pan and kind of flip them. So it's a really fluffy omelet.
Though well into their 90s, Joe and Tom make appearances at the office almost daily, ensuring that the traditions they began 57 years ago are maintained.
It was very important to Joe and Tom that this was going to be the service that they wanted to provide. And even though it seems like a vast menu, it's really a lot of staple items that we do. And our grill operators are just really good at what they do, and they make these things over and over and over. So it's really not complicated for them. And it's actually fairly easy for them to do this all day long.
Good food fast, that's the goal. Of the nearly 1,650 stores nationwide, primarily in the southern regions, 75% are company-owned, the remainder franchises. All bear the familiar yellow sign. I asked Kelly about the significance behind such a bright color.
The idea of the yellow and black sign had to do with school buses, because school buses were yellow and black, and they were always very easily like noticed, and you'd always see them. So the idea of having those colors to kind of mimic school buses so that they were, you know, you could see them. They were like, you couldn't miss that yellow and black signage.
Unique to not just one location, but to Waffle House as a whole, are the terms used for ordering and the terms for those famous hash brown toppings.
It's not something that we actually came up with in the office. It's kind of like our grill operators in the restaurants came up with it themselves, you know, to help them kind of, you know, remember things. Because Scattered Smother Covered didn't debut actually until, I believe it was 1984 when it hit the menu. So before that, it wasn't called in any other way. Grill operators made up those terms to, you know, as we started adding toppings to the hash browns, a way to remember the different items. And it just kind of, you know, continued as we added new items to come up with fun ways to call them in.
And every Waffle House, if you go to in the country, you'll hear Scattered, Smothered, Covered, Chunked, all that good stuff. And all that is it's a unique language that's found only in Waffle House. It's just the way that we call in tickets. It's the way that the grill operators know what to cook.
Now that we're back at the restaurant, a salesperson, the salespeople are what you might call a server in a different restaurant. But here, they are salespeople, because they do so much more than just serving. They drop waffles, run food, wash dishes. This salesperson is calling in an order.
Pull one sausage, one ham. Then typically I need to wait for her and make sure she does it. Drop two hash browns in the ring.
See, Waffle House doesn't use a traditional ticket system. They use a pull, drop, mark system. It's the grill operator's way of remembering an order.
For example, if I'm making an order scrambled cheese, we have certain things on the plates or certain areas on the plates where we'll mark what it is. So this, for instance, would be the mark for an order scrambled cheese. You put a jelly packet down there, some cheese, and this means hash browns. So this would be an order scrambled cheese plate, which means hash browns. It's just a unique language that we use here that it won't really translate too much from anywhere else except at another Waffle House.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for breakfast. My typical Waffle House order is the All-Star Special. It's a lot of food, yet a little bit of everything. Roy let me drop my own waffle. They make the batter fresh in the store, even stirring it by hand.
What we'll do, get a little golden sweet spray. Spray that so it doesn't stick. It's going to be delicious.
In addition to breakfast, Roy says they have something for everyone. His favorite is a Philly cheesesteak, though he does like the healthier options, say a chicken wrap or a salad. They have a new lettuce mix using romaine. But for National Waffle Week, a special iced cinnamon praline waffle will be hitting the griddle. For Ozarks at Large,
I'm Christina Thomas.
Yeah.